Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving deep into the world of AI agents and workflows, inspired by Anthropic's Building Effective Agents article.
Ooh, exciting. I've heard whispers about this, so what's the big takeaway?
Well, Anthropic, after a year in the trenches building these things, shared some seriously insightful workflow blueprints, the kind of gold you get from real-world experience. And our friend here has taken these blueprints and brought them to life in 8N. We're talking practical examples, people.
Amazing. So walk me through it. Where do we start?
Prompt chaining. It's like a relay race for LLMs. You break down a task into smaller chunks, and each LLM hands off its output to the next. It's a trade-off. Adds a bit of latency, but boosts accuracy like crazy.
Smart. Like instead of one LLM trying to do it all, it's a team effort.
Exactly. The example here is building a report. One LLM generates key points, the next creates an outline based on those points, and the final one writes the actual report.
Nice organized chaos. What's next?
Routing. Think of it as a traffic controller. It analyzes the input and directs it to the right specialized LLM, like a multi-tool agent, one for Gmail, one for Calendar, one for Slack. Keeps things tidy and focused.
Got it. So like a switchboard operator for AI.
Perfect analogy. Then we have parallelization, which comes in two flavors, sectioning and voting.
Okay, break that down for me.
Sectioning splits a task into independent parts that run concurrently. The travel agent example, finding hotels, restaurants, and activities all at once. Voting, on the other hand, runs the same task multiple times with different LLMs to get diverse outputs, like generating multiple slogans for a product.
So sectioning is divide and conquer. Voting is crowdsourced creativity.
You got it. Now the orchestrator worker's pattern. It's similar to parallelization, but with a dynamic twist. A central LLM decides how many workers are needed and delegates tasks accordingly. More flexible.
So like a project manager for the AI team.
Precisely. And finally, the evaluator optimizer. This one's a dynamic duo. One LLM generates, the other evaluates and provides feedback. It's like having a built-in editor. They keep going until the output meets specific criteria. Think iterative refinement, like polishing a document.
So it's all about continuous improvement. But what about agents versus workflows? What's the distinction?
Great question. Workflows have predefined steps. Agents, however, have autonomy. They decide the best course of action to complete a task. They have tools and memory, and they choose how to use them. It's about agency, the ability to make decisions.
Ah, so workflows are like following a recipe, while agents are like improvising chefs?
Exactly. If you need predictability, go with a workflow. If you need adaptability, go with an agent.
This has been incredibly insightful. Thanks for breaking it all down.
You're welcome. And don't forget to check out the N8N templates mentioned. They're a fantastic resource for getting hands-on with these concepts. This is Nutty, signing off. Until next time, keep exploring the fascinating world of AI.
Goodbye.